Firstly, to the satellite image, low cloud and showers are being pushed into the southeast by strengthening northwesterly winds. And we've also got a thick band of cloud that's approaching southern South Australia along a strong cold front. Apart from the southeast, clear skies over most of the country due to this high pressure system. Down in the southeast, we have a strong cold front that will link with a deep low as it passes through the southeast. Around the states, Queensland, you're in for a fine start to the week. Just a few showers about the far northern peninsula. Some cooler temperatures as well. Brisbane heading for a top of 20 and 21 in Bundaberg. New South Wales, a few showers about the southwest slopes and southern ranges. Strong and gusty winds will develop tonight in the south. Victoria, scattered showers across most districts. Tonight, a band of rain will reach the southwest and it will be followed by hail and thunder. Tasmania, rain in the west. By the afternoon, the rain will affect central and southern areas. Strong and gusty northwesterly winds. For South Australia, strong westerly winds in the south. Rain increasing along most of the south coast with heavy rain this evening in the southeast. Western Australia, isolated showers over western and southern parts of the southwest. They will extend over towards the Eucla coast this afternoon. And temperatures are still slightly below average up in the north, but you can expect a sunny day, a top of 28 in Broome and Darwin. Tomorrow, the rain will clear from Hobart. The showers over Adelaide will clear early in the morning, a top of 14 degrees, and a sunny day ahead for Darwin with a top of 29. That's the latest weather.